Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2007. In the West Bank, Israeli forces kidnapped three Palestinians across the region. In the Gaza Strip, meanwhile, the Hamas and Islamic Jihad movements have agreed to ceasefire in the hope of bringing an end to the recent spate of interfactional violence. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military abducted three Palestinians from various parts of the West Bank in the early hours of Monday morning. In the northern West Bank city of Nablus, Israeli forces abducted Muntasir al-Masri and Omar al-Manawi after invading the city. Israeli forces also kidnapped one man from the Al-Hamra checkpoint, located southeast of the northern West Bank city of Jenin. A Palestinian child on Monday morning died of wounds sustained during an Israeli army invasion of the northern West Bank city of Tulkarm on Friday night. The girl was injured when invading forces apparently randomly opened fire, shooting the child in the head as she stood by a park in the south of the city. In the aftermath of the attack, the girl was transferred to a hospital in Jerusalem for urgent medical treatment. Her death was announced in the early hours of Monday morning. Clashes broke out in the Israeli Negev detention facility after prison wardens attempted to ransack and search cells on Sunday night. In a phone call to representatives outside the prison, detainees claimed that the prison authorities were solely to blame for the clashes, stating that prison officials had used sound bombs and tear gas on inmates. Prisoners added that a fire broke out in two sections of the detention centre and that at least 50 detainees had been injured, too seriously. Palestinian sources have reported that four people were seriously injured when Israeli warplanes attacked the Beit Hanun area of the northern Gaza Strip on Sunday morning. The Israeli military claimed the attack targeted a missile launching pad. The Hamas and Islamic Jihad movements on Sunday night agreed to a renewed ceasefire after one member of the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, was killed and 10 others were wounded in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Sunday's infighting is the latest in the rash of interfactional violence that has so far left at least 2 dead and a further 20 injured. In other news, various human rights groups on Monday declared that Israel should be held responsible for halting surgical procedures in the Gaza Strip after border authorities apparently barred much-needed medical supplies from entering the region. Elsewhere, four homemade Qassam shells fired from northern Gaza towards the western Negev on Monday landed in open fields, causing neither damage nor injury. A vehicle owned by the Hamas-affiliated executive force on Monday exploded in northern Gaza. While the cause of the explosion remains unknown, some reports have suggested the possibility of a roadside bomb. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, brought to you by John Smith and George Rishmawi.